We're bringing Paul in on. He's a Gambian international. Obviously, we're waiting for international clearance, but we've signed him with a view to him helping us out between now and the end of the season. He's got good pedigree in terms of where he's played. He has played in his country before. He's been training with Cheltenham. He's had a short spell with Gloucester training as well. But he's come to join us, and hopefully he's the Gambian Lee Hughes, and he can score us a few goals between now and the end of the season, Trev.
As is the way, of course, having to balance the books, as one comes in, so one has had to go out, and you decided Connor Hughes, you release him.
Yeah, Connor Hughes, we've mutually agreed to release Connor Hughes. The club took that stance due to, one, his injury woes, which obviously is no fault of his. He's got injured on New Year's Day at Kidderminster Harriers. He's a Manchester-based lad, so we feel that, you know, travelling down and all the movements for him with his injury to a knee is not going to help him rehab and recovery. The lad's not been a minute's trouble. He's been as good as gold. Probably we both agree that his season hasn't got off to the heights that we all expected with his pedigree. But, you know, this happens in football, you know, and we wish Connor Hughes all the best in the future. And mainly, I just want to make sure he's back playing. He's had a grade 2 medial injury. He's been in a knee brace now for 4 weeks. He'll know if he'll need surgery in the next couple of weeks, but the progress at the moment is looking okay. So hopefully no operation for the lad.
And with a half an eye on the future, I guess, really, you've promoted 6 members of the youth team to the first team squad.
Yeah, definitely. I went and watched them a couple of times now at their respective levels. Showed lots of enthusiasm, lots of desire, no fear. And I thought, you know, to get them in, all of them in, so that, you know, they've got relationships with that. They trained with us on Tuesday. Probably won't be involved in this week, Trevor, but I'm hoping to blood some of the young lads before the end of the season. Ben Tilbury is one we're definitely looking at. Prospect of, you know, he scored 20 odd goals that level, so hopefully we'll be looking at getting him involved. But, you know, the Bailey Beddoes up top, the other lad Bailey Fuller on the left, you know, Callum on the right, you know, there's a good influence in there, and Eddie's a strong tough player that, you know, loves getting about the pitch and putting a foot in.